The Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak in Daf Chaf Hem Beis says the following din, that if Ra'u Shloisha Behem Bezdin, if three people saw the Levana, the new moon, and they are a Bezdin, so the problem is they want to be Mekadosh the Levana, but the Bezdin and the Edom are the same people, so what do you do? Yamdu Ashnaim, two people should get up and give the Edus on the Levana, v'yoshivu Mechaberim Eitzel HaYachid, and they should add more Dayanim to the Yachid to create a new Bezdin, v'yidu Bifneim, and they should be made in front of them, and then the Bezdin will say Mekudosh Mekudosh. So it's mavur from the Mishnah that you can't simply have those two members of the Bezdin be made, give testimony, and then they themselves become the Dayanim and say Mekudosh Mekudosh. That would not work. You have to come on and add other people to create sort of a new Bezdin. So the question is, why can't those Edim themselves later on become the Dayanim, and you won't have to add any other people? And the answer is, as Rashi says over here later on in the Sugya, and he's really quoting the Gemara Ksubas and Daf Chaf Aleph, that is because of the problem of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. An Eid cannot turn into a Dayan. Someone who was made an Eidus, he can't then turn around and become the Dayan on his Eidus, because there's Allah of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. The Gemara says later on that there is an element of Eid Nasa Dayan, which is okay. That's an Eid which is Roy Lahayd, someone who is right to be made, who didn't actually give Eidus, so he maybe would be able to become a Dayan. But an Eid Hamayd, an Eid who actually gave Eidus, he cannot become a Dayan. That's the halacha of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, and that's why you have to add new Dayanim over here. So the Stipler, in his Chidushim over here, asks a Gevaldik Kakasha on this din. He says that, what is the reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? Taisus says in Ksubis and Daf Chaf Aleph, according to one Teretz, that it's because of the din of Eidus Shata Yochel Azima. We know that every Eidus has to be Eidus Shata Yochel Azima, and if it's not Yochel Azim, it's not a good Eidus. That means that every Eidus has to be an Eidus where the Parsha of Kasher Zamim could theoretically apply to it. It has to be an Eidus that if two Eidim would come and say, Manu Hayisim, those Eidim would be Neman, and we would be Mabatel the first Eidim, and we would punish them with the punishment of Kasher Zamim. But any Eidus which the Parsha of Kasher Zamim cannot apply to it, it's not a good Eidus, not Makabal Eidus. So Zaktisus, if the Eid would become a Dayan, then you can never have a din of Kasher Zamim, because if the later on Eidim would come and say Manu Hayisim, so the Dayan will not accept them, because the Dayan is the Eid. The Dayan doesn't want the din of Kasher Zamim to apply to him. He won't be Makabal those Eidim Hamazimim, and therefore the din of Kasher Zamim can't apply, and an Eidus where Kasher Zamim can't apply is not a good Eidus, and that's why an Eid is not able to become the Dayan. That's the reason for the halacha of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan according to Taisus and Ksubis. So, effect the Stipler, he says, if that's the case, then how can you apply the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan to Kiddush HaChadosh? When it comes to Kiddush HaChadosh, there is no din of Kasher Zamim at all. There's no parsha of Kasher Zamim. You can't be Mekayim Kasher Zamim anyways, because Kasher Zamim says, let's do to the Edim what they wanted to do to the Nidon, to the defendant. We'll put that punishment, whatever they wanted to punish him, we'll put on them. Over here, they're not being made on a person. They're being made on a Levana. They're trying to say they saw the Levana. Really, they didn't see the Levana. There's no punishment we could give to them, because there's no punishment they want to do to anyone else. So there's no way we could be Mekayim Kasher Zamim. We can't do to them what they wanted to do to someone else. They're simply lying about seeing the Levana. So the whole parsha of Kasher Zamim doesn't apply. If there's no parsha of Kasher Zamim, then there's no need, obviously, for Eidus Yochel Azima, because this parsha of Eidus does not have a din of Kasher Zamim. So how could we apply the din of Ein Eidas Adayin to Kiddush HaChedush if it's based on the din of needing Eidus Yochel Azima? Then the Stipler says, maybe you can answer this LP, what Taisus says in Makis and Daf Beis, according to one Teretz, that in cases where you can't be Mekam, the Parsha of Kasher Zamim, like in the case of Ben Grusha and Chalutza, it still could be considered Eidus Shata Yochel Azima, because even though you can't put on them the punishment they wanted to give, because that might not be Shaykh for technical reasons, but they still could get the punishment of Malchus. If they lied, the Ayran the Lav, Losana Berecha, Eid Shaker, and for being Ayran that Lav of Losana, they deserve Malchus, and the fact that we give them Malchus for giving Eidus Sheker, that is enough to be considered Kasher Zamim. It's considered Yochel Hazima, and that would make it into Eidus Shata Yochel Hazima. So that maybe you can say over here as well, that it's true we can't punish them, we can't put on them what they wanted to do to the Levana, but we could give a Malkus for Losana Recha Eid Sheker, and that would make it be considered Yochel Hazima, and therefore the din of Kasher Zamim would apply, and that's why there would be a din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. But says the Stipler, that will not work out Lefir Bikveger, because the Bikveger in the Tshuva says a Gemalik Echidosh, we mentioned this earlier, that the whole lav of Lasana Bereacha Eid Shaker does not apply to Kiddush HaChedosh, because Zok the Bikveger, the Pasuk says, Lasana Bereacha Eid Shaker, don't testify falsely about your Rea, about your friend. It only applies when you're giving Eidos about a person. Over here, they're not giving Eidos about a person, they're giving Eidos about a Levana, about the moon. That's not Re'echa. Re'echa is not the Levana. So the whole lav of Losana Berecha Yitzhaka would not apply back to Kiddush HaChedosh, and you won't be liker for the lav of Losana. Bikveger says that before. You're not liker for the lav of Losana if you testify falsely about Kiddush HaChedosh. So in Cain, in fact, the Stipler, so that test doesn't help. Even to say it's considered Kasher Zamim because the lav of Losana Berecha Yitzhaka is l'chari not not it would not suffice over here, because there is no lav l'san b'chei shaker, and you don't get malchus for lying, testifying falsely when it comes to kiddush achedush. So the question is again, how does the din of ein ein nasadayin apply over here? If it's not l'chay, you don't need edush te'achal hazima b'kiddush achedush, because there is no parsha of kasha zamam, and there's not even the malchus of loisana. That's the kasha of the stipler. So I once heard a beautiful teretz from Rav Kolapsky Zatzal. He was masbir like this, and this has been printed in his name in the Sefer Mikdash Shleima put out by the yeshiva in 1972. And I'm getting it's printed over there as well. And he said basically like this. He said that the din of Edush Yachal Azimah really has two dinim in it. There are two dinim in Edush Yachal Azimah that we need Edush, it could be Mazim. There's one din that you have to be able to be Mekayim B'Payel, the Parsha of Azamah. You have to be able to punish them and do to them what they wanted to do to the defendant. But then there's another din that it's not that you have to be Mekayim the Parsha B'Payel, but it has to be an Edush which is right to become Batal. It's an Edush that it's right to become Nisbatel and schlugged up through Hakchasha. If other Edom would come and say that you guys are lying because Imanu Yisim or whatever, and based on that Hakchasha, the Edus will become Batel, and an Edus which is not Roy to become Batel through Hakchasha is not an Edus. So even if you can't be Mekayim the Einish Bepayel, but it has to be Roy that you could somehow pin them down and say, no, you weren't over there, you're with us, and therefore your Edus is Batel. But if you have some type of Edus where you can't even schlug them up, you can't even be Mevatel the Edus by proving them as liars, then that's not a good Edus at all. So if Klefsky was masbir that this din of when you have an edus where the parsha of kasha zamam doesn't apply, you can't be mekayim kasha zamam bepayel because we can't punish them. So that first din of edus chalazimah would not apply, but you still have that second din that it has to be an edus which is right to be shlugged up, an edus which is right to be undone through hakasha by other edim coming and saying yamanu hayisim or proving them wrong. That has to be able to be done, and if that can't be done, then it's not an edus at all. And he brings down in the Sefer there, Mikdash Shlomo, that Rav Rudman showed him that the Beis Halevi really says this at some part, that you have these two dinim in Edush Te'achal Azimah, and he doesn't necessarily use the tense of this kasha over here, but he says these two dinim. So based upon that, Rav Kolapsky wanted to say that would answer the kasha of the stipler, that the it's true that when it comes to the din of Kiddush HaChedesh, the halacha of kasha zamim to be mekayim the parsha of hazamim bepayel does not apply, because there is no hazamim, there's no einish, you weren't trying to do anything to anyone, that would not apply. But the second din still applies. You still have to have an edus which is right to be shlugged up, right to be mukhash through the drishas v'chakiris, and without that it's not an edus at all. Mimele zaktaisus, being that if an A becomes a dain, he won't be mekabel the akash on himself, therefore it's not considered that it's Yachal Azima, even in the second din of Kasher Zamam, you can't shlug up such an Edus because the Dan will never allow it to get to that point, and therefore that would not be considered a good Edus, and that's why there would be a din of Ein Ein Nasadayin when it comes to the Edus of Kiddush HaChadosh. And if you look in the stipler at the end of a shtickle, after he asks his Kasher, he says, Shuvar Isi, that he says, Achakach Matzasi Beis HaLevi, he says that he found this Beis HaLevi, he says he's Tudinim, and Bekitzer, I think he's really also being Miramas to this Teretz, he doesn't really speak out the whole thing, Barichos, but he seems to be saying a similar Vart, that you have these Tudinim, and even though one din of Kasher Zamam of Edush HaZimba you won't have, but the Etzem din that it's right to be Mukhash with Bedikas you would have, that's enough to be considered Edush HaYachal HaZimba, and that's why the din of Ein Nasadayin would apply to the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChedesh as well.